Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we give respite to resentments. Resentment is no different than bullying. It is a behavior that we hold onto to protect ourselves from hurt. It is toxic to our targets, but even more so to ourselves, and nobody likes to be around it either. But you may not have time to go back to school and relive those not-so-glorious days, so let's release resentment faster than a trip to the principal's office.
Young man, my office, now.
Let us explore some axes that you are currently grinding. Your boss did not give you that raise you deserve. The neighbor cut down that gorgeous old tree to make a garage. Your stepson gave you the bird. A hubby has a gaming addiction and neglects the family. Okay, what are some of yours? The good news is that all of the above are good reasons to feel hurt and angry and bitter. The bad news is resentment won't stop them nor exact any kind of revenge, and you ultimately are the one being poisoned. So let us give respite to our resentments, even if only for a day, and see how forgiveness feels, and then decide whether we want to adopt it as a lifestyle. Here's how. Like the list I compiled about some of my grinding axes, make your own list of all the people you have resentments towards. Next to the person's name, write what they did to cause you to resent them. Now write what part of your life each resentment affects to become fully aware of how their behavior is impacting your identity, your ability to feel safe, secure, and loved. Understanding your resentments by breaking them down like this on paper will hopefully start the process of evolving from a person who constantly lives in a generalized cycle of resentment, fear, and anger, and help you transition into someone who can identify the source of their feelings and target specific areas they want to work on. But here's the rub. You can only work on yourself as the contributor and the one who needs the help. And if you aren't fully ready to forgive, just try it for a day and see how it feels. Then you can go back to the exasperation, fury, grudge, indignation, irritation, malice the day after that, if you choose. The purpose of this writing assignment is to experience freedom by letting go of fears and lies which you've been holding on to, and getting these issues out of our heads onto paper and for a day, trying to let go of one and see how it feels to be resentment free. And if you would like to get updates on shows, guests, tools, books, appearances, and other helpful messages about your brand, follow You Inc. Radio or me, Rhea Greif, on the socials, or visit our websites, tworogues.com or wcb.org, and drop us a line. We'll read your query on the air. My pro tip. I myself embarked upon a journey into forgiveness after doing the research for this week's You Inc. guest, whose entire profession is built on helping couples move past pain and into a future built on forgiveness. It was one of the most liberating things I've done for myself, and although painful to process the hurt I was experiencing, giving permanent respite to my resentment cleared the path for me to take care of myself and offer myself as a pillar to others. As of the day before that this show will air, Modern Marriage Encounters, or ME for short, will be a monthly council of creating an experience of bonding, empathy, teamwork, trust, rapport, fellowship, community, and ultimately, love. Join us. Your heart is waiting. Time for a movie motivation. You may think of the 2009 comedy drama film Julie and Julia is about cooking, with all the food porn from the Mastering the Art of French Cooking, starring the venerable Meryl Streep and Amy Adams. However, I love this movie because of the way it portrayed the support of the men for their wives as they went on to achieve great accomplishments. The plot also highlights similarities in the women's challenges and the support from their husbands, like when Powell's husband becomes fed up with her excessive devotion to her hobby and leaves her for a short time. But in the end, forgiveness ushers in joy and the sweet taste of success. To learn more about forgiveness and how Deidre Pruitt, who married her childhood sweetheart, and together they are building an empire in forgiveness and reconnecting Columbus one heart at a time, listen to the You Inc. episode that is the companion to this YouTube break on 90.5 FM or live stream at wcbe.org on Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can also catch your YouTube every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of You Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.